Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. Though before I get on to the memes, let me first tell you about today's sponsor, Conrad Reicher. If you're tired of being told that leadership is toxic, then his book, Winston Churchill, Manly Leadership, Courage, and Eloquence, shows you why Churchill's old-school toughness still matters. You'll learn how courage is built through action, how modern leadership training is designed to make followers and not leaders. If you want to lead with strength and conviction, not weakness and apologies, then check out Winston Churchill, Manly Leadership, Courage, and Eloquence. Available now on Amazon and Google Play Books, as well as Spotify. Links are in the description. And now on with the memes. Number one, Demi Moore admits to cheating on her husband the night before their wedding. It was Freddie Moore and not Bruce Willis, but still once a cheater, always a cheater. I bet the only reason she's saying this now is because she's old and doesn't get much attention anymore, and this keeps her relevant, especially because everyone thinks she cheated on Bruce Willis. And even if she did, the poor guy can't defend himself, because his mind checked out already. Up next, apparently 28% of Gen Z have been aborted. Based on the way the world is going these days, those are probably the lucky ones from that generation. I once heard that things would get so bad that the living would envy the dead. It's even worse for Gen X, with 33% of my generation being aborted. No wonder we're the smallest one. Women have aborted more human lives since 1980 than men have ended in all the wars throughout human history. Talk about the more compassionate sex. Number three, what the hell happened to this couple? She looks like a Latina, so that's all the explanation I need as to why she gained all that weight while he did it. Usually I don't think women look good when they get the fat sucked out of their faces. But in this case, that might actually be an improvement. Why does nature curse Hispanic women with 50 to 100 pounds on their frames by the time they turn 25 to 30? This guy's also feeding her way too much. He needs an automatic feeder to restrict her calorie consumption. Moving on, this disabled girl wonders if she can get some attention. What I want to know is, why was this even in my X feed? Looks like Elon's algorithm found my fetish or something. Women will do anything for attention these days. This woman posted this picture with her missing arms, and meanwhile later on there were posts of her with both arms. You also can't believe anything anymore thanks to AI, even if it's a video of someone you know. Number five, this guy says this is what it's like arguing with older people who think they're right because they're older. Actually, old people generally have a hard time embracing new ideas. If you don't use your brain daily, you lose neuroplasticity. Plus, many of them grew up watching television and it was one-way communication. Whatever the television told them 30 plus years ago could be trusted, so they naturally still believe the news today even if it's fake. Up next, now that 80% of men are done with dating and relationships, this article asks if it's women's fault then men don't approach them anymore. Yes, of course, women pushed us away with their high expectations and hoflation. Yes, hoflation, where guys have to work 5 times harder for women who are 20 times worse than their grandmothers. Not to mention we watched the drama our mothers gave our fathers. And we said enough of that. Plus, guys approaching women get false allegations thrown their way all the time. Up next, Nelly Potato here says that she's quitting the music business again because of nasty comments made on her online. She's Portuguese, so technically a Latina, so now you know where those pounds came from. But with a net worth of $40 million, it's not like she can't afford to hire a nutritionist and a workout coach. If she's lazy, there's always a Zempic. Maybe if she wasn't so much of a man-eater, she wouldn't have gained all that much weight. Moving on, someone on Reddit wonders why Japan is fighting diversity so much. Maybe it has something to do with the disasters that Japan sees with the mass migration in the West. Plus, they want to keep their culture and language intact, even if it means a shrinking population. Plus, even Larry Fink, the CEO of BlackRock, has said that countries that stay homogeneous will be better off than multicultural ones. Also, don't forget the crime. Who wants to deal with the crime that's caused by low IQ people? Number 9, Kourtney Kardashian is launching lollipops for vaginas. Makes you wonder if they dry up in there and get stuck. Also, I can't believe she's doing this because now it looks like lollipops are going to need to get STD tests too. But what I really want to know is how long you have to keep it up there before it gets to the chocolatey Tootsie Roll Center. When you're this rich like the Kardashians, you can make any dumb products and people will still buy them. Up next, here's what it's like dating as a man in your 30s, 40s, and 50s. You see a woman you think is cute, and then you find out she has kids and you instantly lose interest. No smart man is going to put his investment into raising another man's brood. Also, if she has kids, then you know that she doesn't make a good partner otherwise, some other man would have tried to make it work with her for the sake of the kids. Most single mothers aren't used to losing a lot of sexual marketplace value when they finally have those kids. Number 11, someone asks if women should be allowed to vote. Well, maybe not these ones. It was female voters that got Ma'am Danny elected in New York, and before female voters, governments had surpluses instead of deficits, because male voters voted logically instead of with their emotions. Women's suffrage has been a financial disaster for the people, but a miracle for bankers wanting to get governments into debt so they can make money off of them and control them. Thank you, female voters. Moving on, this woman showed up to her kid's school dressed in her work attire. Normally that wouldn't be an issue, but she works at a gentleman's club. She probably fit in perfectly with all the other mothers because many of them dress the same way these days. I don't necessarily have a problem with this. I just make sure she doesn't participate in a take your kid to work day. Now that would be awkward. At least she's showing up, unlike many other parents. Number 13, meet Jenny, the most ruthless villain in film history if you're a man. We just didn't know it at the time. But the smartest woman in history if you're a woman. She treated him like a backup plan and kept an eye on him to see if he was successful. I've had women do this to me that I briefly dated, coming out of the blue every few years, asking me what I'm doing in my life. Usually they already have partners. I don't tell them anything about my recent success. The only woman that might compete with Jenny might be Skyler from Breaking Bad. Up next, here's the level of craziness in India. A boy dies from a snake bite and his family puts him under some leaves and cow poop for 3 days to see if he comes back to life like some sort of Jeet vampire. I can't believe that didn't work. I guess someone didn't pray hard enough to Ganesh. It's a real Scooby-Doo mystery how the British were able to conquer a country that large with so few people with such a wise and intelligent population. This woman also suffocated in cow dung while they were trying to treat her for a snake bite. Number 15, someone says teach your daughters that they can dress modestly and cover up while still being amazingly beautiful. Yes, also teach them that they can be sluts on the weekends using dating apps to hook up with men, and because they aren't in their social circle, no one will ever find out about them. Many women say dressing like this is a problem without pockets. Dresses and skirts don't have them. But that's not a problem considering that most women carry everything around in their purse. So that invalidates that argument. Moving on, this polyamorous woman is upset because her boyfriend is on a date and she can't stop crying. Meanwhile, she was also on a date of her own tonight with somebody else. My guess is that she was the one that opened up their relationship, and now she doesn't like it because he's getting female attention from somebody else. She was probably thinking she could cuck him, and now things backfired. Unless, of course, he's like this guy who actually wants to be a cuck. Number 17, so now we know what women really want. A pretty boy that's also the beast. You just know that the odds are that she's going to leave him because he's changed now. And that's going to happen because she's bored, and he's no longer enough just as a man. I wouldn't be surprised if she tried to get him cursed again, so he becomes the beast once more. Or better yet, she'd want the power to turn him from beast to man at any time, based on her control. That's what women want. They want men with duality. Up next, here are two teenagers bowling in 1989. They better be careful because it looks like their balls are touching. Now I know why Leo always brings Toby on his yacht parties with those tons of girls. I'm glad that they're still friends after all these years, especially since Toby's career is all washed up now. Also, is it my imagination, or is there something wrong with Leo's fingers? Number 19, this popular golf influencer dies suddenly at the age of 31. Yes, because this definitely looks like somebody put on 300 pounds suddenly. Hopefully, as Ozempic becomes more affordable going forward, situations like this will become less and less common. If I had to guess what happened, I'd say that it was death by Vax and Twinkies. Didn't he remember what happened to John Candy, Chris Farley, and John Belushi? I guess not, because they were mostly dead before he was born. Moving on, Superman is out for a stroll and he sees a fire at the Institute of Gender Equality and the Empowerment of Women. But instead of helping, he puts his Clark Kent suit back on and keeps on whistling by. And nothing of value was lost that day. In fact, it probably helped that the building burned to the ground. Women always say they can do whatever men can. But you know your feminist ideology has failed when even Supergirl won't come to the rescue. Number 21, they say that 90% of women that wear yoga pants probably don't do yoga. And that 100% of straight men don't care. I beg to differ. Because yoga pants don't look good on 90% of women. Because they're too fat and have cottage cheese thighs. Remember everyone, spandex is a privilege and not a right. Whenever I see fat women in yoga pants, they always remind me of pro wrestlers from the 1980s. Makes me wonder why wrestlers back then had such high body fat percentages. Opnex's Wayman says that the concept of virginity has no scientific basis and is used to shame and control women. Not being a virgin doesn't mean you're damaged goods. Actually, it means that, and not primarily physically. Once a woman has sex with a few different men, she loses the ability to bond with men from that point forward. So yeah, she's emotionally damaged. And she's living a lie with her guy, trying to make him think that she loves him, when she doesn't. That's the real problem I have with non-virgin women and those with high notch counts. Number 23, here's one of the worst things that can happen to a guy in Western society. That he grew up with a great mother that made his life better because, odds are, she was a traditional immigrant. And then when her son grew up and looked around, none of the women around him put the same effort in as his mother did. That's something I suffered with most of my life. For some reason, the majority of Western women are lazy and slobs, unlike women from Eastern Europe that I was used to. Moving on, this guy's wife cheated on him with his father, and now she's pregnant with twins. He needs to look on the bright side, because he might have lost his wife, but he gained two brothers. I wouldn't be surprised if his wife not only ran off with his father, but also was there to steal his inheritance too. I guess that some women take bringing families together to the extreme. Plus, his father looks like a man, and his son looks like soy. Number 25 on the last one, here's what happens when you go to a strip club and they turn on the lights. This is real because I once dated a woman who managed her father's strip club, and many of the strippers were in their 50s, and they had to keep the light levels low so that the patrons wouldn't see how terrible they looked. Sometimes the Toronto Maple Leafs would come in after their games, or sometimes it would be cops looking for bribes. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.